This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some cycling today, and we head back to Georgia in the United States. Wendy Maeder joins us. Wendy, welcome back. Nice to touch base.
Thanks for having me back.
Wendy, we've spoken quite a bit about your swim and your running and your love for trails and now going into ultra and the longer sort of stuff. But as far as biking goes, is it one of your favorites, or would you say it's a necessary evil of the sport of triathlon?
I think biking's my favorite out of the three.
Oh, wow.
Really, and it's my weak, compared to my competitors, it's definitely my weaker link into the sport. I love cycling because there's non-impact, so I'm less likely to get injured like I have been from running, except when my bike fit is not working correctly. But you can go further faster. You can get away from life faster on a bike than you can with running. And, you know, there's a little social component to it. If I decide I want to go, you know, hang out with my friends, I'll do so on the bike.
Let's talk about some of the things you've done over the years to get stronger on the bike. What are some of the things that you think have given you the edge on two wheels?
Lots of hills, climbing hills. Again, coming from Colorado, that's all I did. I lived in the foothills of Fort Collins, so I had the luxury that I could do so many different types of hill workouts, long hill, short hill repeats, moderate hill repeats, go to Summit County. I mean, I just had access to so much different climbing. And then I'm still exploring the climbing areas in Georgia. But I think my biggest thing was hills and strength. I think strength carries over into speed. You know, you do the strength and then you do the speed work, but strength also carries over into the Ironman, because I think strength is the most important component to doing an Ironman, mental and physical.
And gadgets-wise, power, that sort of thing, are you a big fan?
Was never a gadget person, but I did get a power meter in 2014.
What took you so long, Wendy? What took you so long?
You know, money. I think I didn't want to invest in it because I didn't realize the importance of it. So it was a little bit of financial. And, you know, I trained with heart rate since 1992. So I'm still, you know, once I got the power meter, I actually gave up on the heart rate monitor. Power, oh my gosh, I can't believe, I don't know why I waited so long. And maybe that's one regret I have, is I waited so long. But almost every athlete I coach since I've been training with power, I just highly always recommend training with power.
It's such a game change, isn't it?
Totally, yes. It's a fun tool. It's a fun toy too. I like that toy.
Yeah, if you use it correctly too, that's also, I mean, that's a bit of a caveat that I'm putting in there, that it's all good and well, you've got the gadgets, but if you're not reading the numbers correctly and actually applying what they're telling you and working on that, it's really not worth having in the first place, is it?
Oh, so true. So true.
Favorite workout, you've spoken about the hills. You do lots of them. Do you love them, or do you prefer doing something else?
I love the uphills. I don't like the downhills. So I know whenever I hit, I try not to do, if I'm going to sign up for an Ironman, I prefer the flatter courses. And now that I live south, I've done some flatter races just because I don't like riding downhill, but I love going uphill. The love of going uphill was definitely something I had to train my mind over years to enjoy, because going uphill is really tough. But because of the benefits of it, I really enjoy climbing.
Brilliant.
Is there one particular workout? Just hitting the hills and going up and down.
Lovely. Lovely.
Wendy Maeder. According to my power zone.
Exactly. It's been great catching up once again. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting about your run next time out. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.